أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Continuing with our look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we looked at the Battle of Badr, and now let's move on. But one of the things we must understand about the Battle of Badr was that it incensed the Quraysh. Abu Sufyan swore that he would not go near his wives, nor would he comb his hair until he avenged those who were killed in the Battle of Badr. In the month of Dhul-Hijjah, 2 after Hijrah, he went with 200 horsemen, he came near Medina, and raiding a pasture of one of the Muslims, he killed an Ansar who was called Sa'ad ibn Amr, and he burnt a number of houses. When the news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent somebody, or he sent a group of people, of soldiers, to go and follow these people or to attack these people. They fled, abandoning their meal bags as such. And so this little raid or this little skirmish was called Ghazwat al-Sawa'iq, the Battle of the Meal Bags. So Abu Sufyan now planning a much larger campaign. We find that in 3 after Hijrah, you had a few tribes who sent about 500 horsemen to raid Medina. And here we find the Prophet went with his soldiers to be able to defend Medina. And in this ghazwa, or in this little skirmish, he was sitting under a tree, and the head of the commander of this force, called Da'athur ibn Muhrab, comes up to him and says, "O Muhammad, who is there now to save you?" And he had a sword in his hand. And the Prophet looked at him and he said, "God, Allah." And this composure awed him so much that he fell back and his sword fell. The Prophet took his sword and said, "Who is there now to save you, O Da'athur?" And he said, "None." And immediately he said, "I testify there is no God but Allah, and you, Muhammad, are the messenger of Allah." And the Prophet ﷺ returned his sword to him. He was so impressed that he asked the Prophet for forgiveness. But these two were really a prelude to a big battle that was to follow. Abu Sufyan and the Quraysh were absolutely enraged. And what ensued was the battle which is known as the Battle of Uhud, with the armies meeting at Dhul-Hulayfa, which is 5 miles east of Medina in the fields of Mount Uhud. Now, the battle started off with a strategy where the Prophet made sure that there were archers posted in the pass between the hills surrounding Mount Uhud so that they would have nobody to attack them from the rear. And they had strict orders from the Prophet never to leave their post, whatever the outcome of the battle might be, till they received further instructions. The Meccans were retreating, and thinking that the battle was over, the archers who were guarding the passage in the hill left their posts. From the army of the Quraysh, Khalid ibn Walid was fleeing when he saw the opportunity, and he gathered a few men, and they came, attacked the Muslims from the rear. The Muslims suffered a heavy blow. The protector of the Prophet ﷺ, Hazrat Hamza, was killed in Uhud. It was Imam Ali alayhi salam who protected the Prophet from any harm. Meanwhile, the word had reached Medina that the Prophet was killed. Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, surrounded by a group of women, hurried to Uhud. To her relief, she found her father alive, but his forehead and face were covered with blood. Imam Ali alayhi salam brought water in his shield, and Fatima cleansed and dressed her father's wounds. The Meccan forces had turned the tables, but they were too exhausted to do anything else, and so they left. But they satiated their desire for vengeance by committing gross mutilation of the bodies of the Muslims. The wife of Abu Sufyan tore out the liver and heart of Hazrat Hamza, practice strictly forbidden by the Prophet. In the Battle of Uhud, 70 Muslims were martyred and an equal number wounded. The verse of Surah Al Imran, Ayah 169, was revealed. La tahsabanna alladhina kutilu fi sabilillahi amwata. Do not think of those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead. No, they are alive and are sustained by their Rabb. The Prophet returned to Medina and consoled the family of those who were martyred at Uhud. The defeat at Uhud created serious problems for the Muslims. The Meccans were determined to annihilate the Muslims, and they realized that they could not do this on their own. So they instigated other tribes to form a coalition with them so that they could get together and defeat the Muslims.
We will continue at looking at the life of the Prophet and this coalition that was formed. And let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to learn more about this most awesome man, to take lessons from his life and apply them to our own. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ